Donald Trump loves to read off his poll numbers at his campaign rallies. One rating you probably won't hear him quote is his favorability among female voters. It's something that could be a big problem for him in November if he's the Republican nominee. Here's NPR's Sarah McCammon.
If you ask Donald Trump, his feelings about women are simple.
I respect women. I love women. I cherish women.
But many women aren't buying that. In just the past couple of weeks, Trump has continued a long-running feud with Fox News host Megyn Kelly. He's walked back a comment suggesting that if abortion were banned, he'd favor punishing women who have abortions. And then there was the battle with Texas Senator Ted Cruz over their wives.
It is a slap in the face to all kinds of women.
25-year-old Chelsea Bashi is a Republican who says she was offended when Trump retweeted an unflattering photo of Cruz's wife, Heidi, alongside a modeling photo of his wife, Melania.
First of all, beauty shouldn't be defined by how you look. It should be defined by what you do for others. A woman like her should not be insulted.
Bashi came from Pennsylvania to volunteer for the Cruz campaign in Wisconsin, where there's a primary on Tuesday. She says she'd write in Ted Cruz on the general election ballot before she'd ever vote for Trump. Debbie Bennett, a Cruz supporter from Lee Summit, Missouri, says the way Trump talks about women is unpresidential.
Women individually need to look at that and see if that's the kind of leader that they want. It's not the kind of leader that I want.
But at Trump campaign rallies, you'll find devoted female fans. Jean Tarantino is a homemaker from Waukesha, Wisconsin. She says there are more important things to worry about than Trump offending someone.
We need an economic recovery. And if we don't do these things, then my daughter's generation and the next generation after her, my grandchildren, will suffer the results.
Just over half of Republican women said they could support Trump in a recent NBC Wall Street Journal poll. That's significantly lower than his GOP rivals, but it might be enough to get the nomination. That's only half the battle. If Trump becomes the nominee, there's another number from that poll he'll have to contend with. 70% of women overall have an unfavorable view of him. Republican pollster Kristen Soltis Anderson says Trump's unpopularity with women is already pretty entrenched.
It's not just that people don't like him a little bit. It's that there are such a strong number of strongly unfavorable women.
And she points out that it's historically been difficult for Republicans to appeal to female voters.
A majority of the electorate, which is what women represent, it makes it just very difficult to envision a clear path to the White House for someone like Donald Trump, who has taken an already difficult situation for the GOP and made it significantly worse.
So get ready for Trump's statements on women over the last several months to show up again and again in attack ads, says Democratic pollster Celinda Lake.
He has been his own worst enemy with women. He's like your worst date ever. It just keeps getting worse and worse and worse as the evening goes on.
Lake says she believes Trump could also cause problems for Republicans further down the ticket by motivating anti-Trump voters.
I think if he's the nominee, you're going to see record numbers of women turn out, and you're going to see record numbers of women vote against him.
And women aren't Trump's only demographic challenge. He's also deeply unpopular with minority and younger voters who tend to lean Democratic. Trump's task, if he's the Republican nominee, would be to inspire enough supporters in a deeply divided party to offset that and again defy the odds. Sarah McCammon, NPR News, Madison, Wisconsin.